I'm Pete Fox with your NBC Sports Audio Update. Finals from the NBA hardwood. In the early game, the Celtics force a Game 7 against the Bucks after a 108-95 win in Milwaukee at Fiserv to even that series at 3. It was basically one-on-one as Jason Tatum put up 46 points and 9 boards, while Giannis Antetokounmpo had 44 points and 20 boards. In the late game, the Warriors finish off the Grizz and advance 110-96 the final. Klay Thompson leading the way for the Warriors with 30 points and 8 boards. Well, tomorrow is going to be spectacular for hockey fans as there will be 3 Game 7s. Or is it Games 7? But before we get to that, let's focus on tonight's action. Yet another Game 7. This one will be on Sunday after the Rangers post a 5-3 road win over the Penguins in Pittsburgh to force that Game 7 in New York at Madison Square Garden. Final in from Washington, the Panthers advance with a 4-3 overtime win over the Caps to win that series 4-2. As for tomorrow's ultimate action, the first of the 7th games is in Raleigh at PNC Arena, 4:30 Eastern, Bruins and Hurricanes, followed by the Lightning in Toronto to face the Maple Leafs at Scotiabank Arena. They will drop the puck on TNT at 7 Eastern, and the day will wrap up in Edmonton as the Kings and Oilers face off for a 7th game at Rogers Place. A look at the leaderboard on the PGA Tour in Texas for the Byron Nelson. 3 tied atop the leaderboard at 15 under par. Day one leaders Sebastian Munoz, David Skins, and Ryan Palmer, who shot an 8-under round of 62. Justin Lauer is one off the lead. From the Major League Baseball scoreboard, Reds continue to play some decent baseball after a horrific start to the season. They've won 6 of their last 8, 8-2 over the Pirates today. Male got the win. Keller suffers the loss. Brewers edge the Marlins 2-1. Astros take care of the Nats in D.C. 6-1. And the Mariners squeak by the Mets in New York 2-1. France knocking in the game winner in the 8th. With your NBC Sports Audio Update, I'm Pete Fox.